Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. His glory is available to every person on the earth. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we are so grateful just to be yours, to be your child, to be in your family. Thank you, Jesus, for everything, for all that you're doing now, that you've been doing our entire lives, that for coming to the earth, for dying for us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge you are God. The glory of the Lord is beyond human words. And the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God. He has revealed Himself now as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Trinity is an eternal revelation, and we realize God is perfect and is in the, He meets needs. Amen. We see that in Jesus' life, in His ministry, and in everything in our most holy faith. God meets needs. Jesus Christ, that's what He does. Amen. And the greatest need for someone who's not saved is salvation. Their eternity depends on that choice. Their eternal destiny, heaven or hell. The supreme chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with God. What does that mean? Man was born to fellowship with God. Well, let's first look at the very, very big picture. A great man of God, recently I heard him say that God created man to destroy the enemy forever. Amen. He did that through Jesus Christ, who came to the earth as a man, died for the world, rose again. The resurrection is the greatest miracle in human history, and He lives forever. Amen. Now, within that, though, we know, and I want to just briefly touch on this, that God also created, we know that this truth, man was born to fellowship with God. How do we know that? Several things. Revelation 3:20, Jesus said He knocks on the door of a person's heart, and he reveals in that verse fellowship. He says, He who opens the door of their heart, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Sup with him. That's fellowshipping with him where he becomes our everything. Okay, I just want to list them. Number two. Number two, the first person created, Adam, was in the glory of God. He was fellowshipping with God when he was created. He was not born of a person. He's the only person to be born again backwards. I heard a great man of God say that. He sinned and lost the glory of God. So his primary, glory to God, that fellowship, so glorious. That's the treasure that Jesus spoke about in the parable of the treasure hidden in a field. That's this glorious presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, so beautiful, so glorious and magnificent and just beyond words, unspeakable. Glory to God. Number three, anyone who makes it to heaven will automatically, instantly, when they get to heaven, they will be in God's presence and glory forever. Amen. Glory to God. The presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. They will be, okay. So there's four, four ways that we know that that's what man was born to do. I want to add this. What is he like? Well, he's indescribable. When we read in Revelation, for example, and in the Bible, in various places, it talks about a sea of glass like crystal. The New Jerusalem is pure gold like clear glass. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the presence of God. That's the glory of God. When God came down, when we read in Exodus, I believe it's 33 and 34, famous, one of the most famous passages in the Bible, God came down and visited Moses and the Israelites. He was on a sea of glass mingled with fire. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the presence of God. That's when we read in Revelation about the description of Jesus. I recommend reading Revelation chapter 1. His eyes like a flame of fire, his countenance shining like the sun. That's the glory of God. So when someone meets him, that's the answer. That's the whole answer. Before that, the flesh profits nothing. Glory, hallelujah, that he's made himself available. That this is available to man. This is an unspeakable mystery. Many other places in the Bible with this glorious presence of Jesus, presence of God. And so it's such a key when we're born of the Holy Spirit and when we know him, he reveals all of this. The Bible completely comes alive. Everything changes. We see in nature that he created nature, but it's not as beautiful as nature is. Let's always remember his presence and glory, indescribable, is everywhere on the earth. Right where you are, he's all around you. If you're born again, your spirit person is alive with that glory. You have the anointing in your spirit person, and the anointing, the presence of Jesus, again, is all around you, and it's just, we just have to lose our old nature and furnish the vessel for him to live in. Amen. Here's another one, Daniel 7, a vision of the only true God, his head and hair, his garment white as snow, his throne was a fiery flame. Picture a massive throne, a fiery flame. That's the glory of God. Its wheels a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Three times fire is mentioned here. That's the Holy Spirit. When we find him, that fire purifies us and sets us free and everything. Like it's, that's, a thousand thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. And the revelation of Jesus Christ, that he's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty, he reveals. It's a very glorious eternal revelation that, let me just repeat these because these are some of the best summaries. Jesus is the revelation of God. If you want to know what God is like, just look at Jesus Christ. God has chosen to reveal himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the great revealer of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Some translations say unseen God. He's too powerful for us to have a relationship with, so he set up the very perfect plan. Amen. Even Jesus Christ, he's too glorious for us to be with all the time. We would just be on our face on the ground weeping all the time. Because Jesus Christ is in heaven, he's in glorified flesh in heaven, but the Holy Spirit is, this great man of God explains, he's the most sensitive person of the Trinity, and we can, every day, we in him we live and move and have our being. Now, at times, I do believe he will come upon us so much that we just are on our face weeping. You know, that man of God says your tears will become your language. We'll be convicted of our sin and realize it's all about him. We just need to die, and we will experience that glorious presence of Jesus Christ that's infinity, beyond infinity. Everything will make sense. We will stop our striving and our... His yoke is easy, his burden is light. He reveals everything in its time. We don't have to worry about a thing. We've got, you know, if God's for us, who can be against us? He wins every time. But it is fascinating, and that's a practical way to look at it. The Father and the Son, too glorious for us to be with them all the time. So God set up the perfect plan, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus at one point told his disciples, said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And that same truth applies to us. Many of these things, they're too wonderful for us. He reveals them, though, if we prove ourselves worthy. How do we prove ourselves worthy? Well, go right to Jesus' teachings. Do what he says. Love the Lord your God with everything you have. Love others as you love yourself. Count the cost. Pay the price. Persistence. Yes, we must persist. Count the cost. It's serious. If we're called into ministry, it's absolutely serious. So again, this series, The Glory of the Lord, so wonderful. I just want to continue on this and continue proclaiming that this is what man was born to do. You know, many of us think, well, let's say that somebody is in, for example, a profession that they feel called to. That's wonderful. You know, let's say they're a teacher at a school something. If we're a born-again believer, we were not born to do anything else but fellowship with him, like even ministry. If somebody, let's say that they're a pastor, a teacher, maybe a prophet, an apostle, an evangelist, let's say that they're in worship ministry, or helps, or they're behind the scenes doing, you know, administrations and help. We were not born to do any of those things. We were born to fellowship with him. And all that flows, everything that he wants us to do flows from knowing him and his presence and glory. Amen.